What's your main artistic theoretical influences, especially on this work?
Okay, I would have to say that just before I set about starting on arranging the production, I went to New York and I saw Spring Awakening, the musical, which was just premiered at that time at Broadway. And that really inspired me because, I mean, that time it was kind of groundbreaking even for, you know, New York Broadway, because it incorporated Duncan Sheik's kind of folksy alternative rock music. It was very modern. I mean, before that they had kind of pop musicals, but none was as groundbreaking in terms of the alternative, slightly left field, you know, music style that was incorporated. And it was really rock, it was really pop. And I was quite inspired by that. You know, having grown up, like, you know, listening to, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber and all those, like, Phantom of the Opera and Miss Saigon and Les Miserables. So, you know, that kind of musical, like, dramatic elements in the music kind of stuck in me for the longest time until I saw Spring Awakening. And before that, obviously, Rent, the musical. And that had a profound, like, influence in me adapting a more modern, I wouldn't say less dramatic, but it's a more modern, slightly more simplistic in the thought, but all the more equally, you know, sophisticated in the style. But I would say it's a more straightforward way of composition, of arrangement, where, yeah, you just incorporate pop elements, which is, to me, it's more straight to the point, more direct to the point. And there's a conscious effort to actually, you know, incorporate, like, elements in the writing which, you know, like, people in the commercial mainstream audience would be able to appreciate. That, you know, sometimes in a traditional musical theatre that it would feel a bit too highbrow, that kind of stuff. But, you know, when I mention mainstream, I mean, I would want to just kind of, you know, state that it's not a matter of oversimplification, that it became like fluff or, you know, or formulaic, but rather it's just catering to the masses, but still retaining that sophistication, which I feel is very important for musical theatre, the artistic value. It's still there, but it's, yeah, it's just incorporating both and bringing it down to a level where, you know, young people especially who grown up in the diet of pop music, they're actually able to appreciate musicals. Yeah, but obviously it's not down to, like, very commercial stuff like Glee, for example, which is really, really, you know, is geared towards the pure commercial market. But there's still quite a bit of artistic value. So it's a balance of both.